This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Teachers will have to wait a bit longer to get the COVID-19 vaccine. The state health department said Tuesday that educators will get their shots once everyone 70 and older has had theirs. The El Paso County Jail has agreed to do more to protect inmates from the coronavirus. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The jail will more closely monitor the health of inmates under a 90-day deal with the American Civil Liberties Union. It requires the jail to check inmate temperatures twice a day and provide each inmate with two cloth masks. Those who test positive for COVID-19 must get regular attention from medical staff. The ACLU sued Sheriff Bill Elder last month after his office acknowledged that inmates weren't routinely provided masks. Nearly 1,100 El Paso jail inmates have tested positive for COVID-19. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
The Pitkin County Sheriff believes that county's jail is no longer safe for inmates. The Aspen Times reports Sheriff Joe DeSalvo told commissioners Tuesday that the jail's age makes it unfit for long-term stays, which he says have become more frequent. The jail does not have a separate area for women and lacks safety features like bolted-down beds and modern locks. DeSalvo said conditions are so bad that Garfield County has agreed to accept Pitkin's inmates for up to 3 years, while Pitkin County plans a new jail. Commissioners approved the transfer Tuesday, but it's under review by the county attorney's office. Temperatures across the state will be cooling off toward the end of the week, and there's a chance for snow for much of Colorado by Saturday. This is CPR News.